to have to look at the relations between Okinawa and Tokyo, because within Okinawa, they are always protesting U.S. bases, not only for their presence, but just the amount of crime that is constantly surrounding them. And a little loophole in the status forces agreement where crimes committed by people who flee to the base, those people cannot be turned over to Japanese authorities until they're indicted. And so during that time period, the investigations that are needed can't be conducted properly because they can hide on the base while a lot of crucial evidence is slipping by. And this has been an ongoing sore, and Okinawa has protested constantly about this, but Tokyo ignores them because of U.S. pressure.
But why is it that the personnel here are so, well, ruthless with their habits?
Well, I mean, part of it is it's a large Marine base, and you have a lot of, you know, 18, 19-year-old military personnel from the United States, almost exclusively all male, and they're getting into these cultures that they do not understand, and there's a lot of drinking and a lot of weapons, and they get into trouble. And they're protected by the U.S. umbrella because the U.S. doesn't need the embarrassment. They try and hide as many incidents as they can. This one was a murder, which the man confessed to, when he killed Rina Shimabukuro. But often the times the case is there's massive amounts of rapes, and these are not being covered, and they try and bury these, but it can't be hidden through the people in Okinawa. And this is happening constantly throughout Asia, but particularly in Okinawa.
What are the benefits that Tokyo is actually getting out of the fact that the U.S. military is still present on Okinawa?
Massive bribery, and also the Japanese Defense Force is paying for 74% of the defense of Japan into U.S. companies. And naturally, the businessmen in Japan, just through insider trading, invest in the same companies that they are mandated to support. It's only 74%, so it's not all of it. But of course, when you're talking about government numbers, they just inflate it higher than it needs to be. Everything's overappraised, and so you know, presidential candidates like Trump are talking about Japan and South Korea paying for their defense. I don't think they understand that they are paying for their defense. They're paying for most of it anyway, and at exuberant prices. And so there's just too many people making too much money, and it's concentrated in Tokyo. Tokyo doesn't have to deal with the problems. The base isn't in Tokyo. It's in Okinawa. They're always down south. And so Tokyo is benefiting from that because the U.S. gives Japan a lot of benefits for accepting these deals. Of course, those benefits don't go to Okinawa. They're going to Tokyo.
How are we going to see this latest story develop in the next few days?
Well, they're starting to report now. I mean, he confessed, and they have her body, and they're doing the autopsy. She's only 20 years old, such a young woman. And hey, her boyfriend was the last person to hear from her on the line message system. And at least they have him apprehended, and we'll see what the base does, how he's treated. Yeah, you know, unfortunately, I think what they're saying now is that usually under the status forces agreement that you can't even have the Japanese authority try the person because he is a military contractor. However, he was off duty at the time, and so they're going to let him be punished under the Japanese legal system, which I guarantee you is going to be a lot more strict than the U.S. system. He'll probably get the death penalty.